This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Even though U.S. President Donald Trump has insisted he's pulling U.S. troops out of eastern Syria, some forces may stay. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says a small number of U.S. troops is in eastern Syria, securing oil fields.
To deny access, specifically revenue, to ISIS.
And says talks are underway to keep some troops there.
There's been no decision with regard to numbers or anything like that.
It hasn't even been presented to the president yet. He wants troops out, but says America does need to protect the oil in one part of Syria, and Israel and Jordan have asked him to keep troops in another part.
Other than that, there's no reason for it, in our opinion.
Saying the U.S. never pledged to protect Syrian Kurdish fighters forever. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Speaker of Britain's House of Commons has turned down the government's bid for a new vote on its Brexit divorce deal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaker John Bercow says the vote that the government wants is in substance the same as the one held last Saturday, and so breaches Parliament's rules. He says it would be repetitive and disorderly to allow a new vote. The Bercow decision is a blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to take the country out of the EU at the end of the month. It remains unclear whether the government has either the votes in the House of Commons or the time to meet the fast-approaching Brexit deadline. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. oil giant ExxonMobil goes on trial in New York Tuesday on charges it lied to investors about the financial cost of fighting global warming. The lawsuit alleges Exxon's top executives, including former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, knew they were misleading investors. Exxon denies any wrongdoing and calls the Attorney General's case misleading. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at Democrats and the media after canceling his plan to hold a meeting for major industrialized countries at one of his properties in Florida. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
The president is saying concerns about constitutional violations aired by Democrats and Republicans alike, if he had hosted the G7 summit at his Doral resort, are phony and should not matter because he is already rich.
It would have been great, but the Democrats went crazy, even though I would have done it free.
The president says his administration is now looking at other locations, but none of them he expects will be as exciting or as good. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he has failed to form a new government following last month's inconclusive parliamentary election. This means his centrist rival Benny Gantz has 4 weeks to try to put a coalition together. If he fails, any member of parliament can have 3 weeks to try. And if all of that fails, Israel would be forced to hold its third parliamentary election since April. A new report says last year's synagogue massacre in Pittsburgh led to a string of anti-Semitic attack plots. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
A Jewish civil rights group says at least 12 white supremacists have been arrested on allegations of plotting, threatening, or carrying out anti-Semitic attacks in the U.S. since October 18th, when a gunman killed 11 worshipers at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. The Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism also counted at least 50 incidents in which white supremacists are accused of vandalizing or otherwise targeting Jewish institutions' property. The ADL's tally includes the April 2019 arrest of a man charged with killing one person and injuring three others in a shooting at a California synagogue. The group says many of the cases it counted were inspired by previous white supremacist attacks. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A major pharmaceutical company and three of the biggest drug distributors in the United States have reached a $260 million settlement to avoid a trial over their role in the deadly opioid addiction crisis gripping America. The deal struck Monday came just hours before the opening arguments in a court in Cleveland, Ohio. According to U.S. government data, opioids have led to some 400,000 overdose deaths between 1997 and 2017. Drug distributors McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen will pay $215 million in reparations, while Israeli drug manufacturer Teva will pay $20 million in cash and also contribute $25 million worth of Suboxone, a drug used to treat opioid addiction. The four companies were accused of fueling the nationwide opioid crisis. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.